You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Hosted by me. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
You drive a hard bargain.
It's all in your
head. Are you saved, sister? Are you saved, brother, sister?
Lucy was a messed up, dressed up waitress with a slightly tarnished heart of gold. She wouldn't have bad for a new stepmama as far as stepmamas go.
Daddy knew she was the one as he banked in the sun in a parking lot preaching the truth.
Up shot her hand and she cried,
oh man,
I feel it, yes, I feel it, I do. Been revealed to me down in my soul. There were two shooters on the grassy knoll. We never walked on the moon. Elvis ain't dead. You ain't going crazy. It's all in your head. Let us sing. It's all interpretation. To find the truth, you gotta read between the lines.
Work out your own salvation.
That narrow path is hard to define.
Heaven's more than a place, it's a state of mind.
In his quest for truth, Daddy was moved by the spirit to take up a snake. In a moment of doubt, the venom turned out stronger than Daddy's faith.
I'm never forgetting his dying breath, the last words Daddy said. We never walked on the moon. Elvis ain't dead. You ain't going crazy. It's all in your head.
Let me tell you,
it's all interpretation.
To find the truth, you gotta read between the lines.
Work out your own salvation.
That narrow path is hard to define.
Heaven's more than a place, it's a state of mind. State of mind.
This here's Gordon Waterspool. Gordon, say hello to Dr. Lucy. Gordon is 28 years of age. He's been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress syndrome. He's catatonic and also suffers from schizophrenia. He's been institutionalized here since he was 8 years of age. No known relatives. In fact, I'm probably his closest friend. Isn't that right, Gordon? See, he just sits there all day staring into space. It's anyone's guess what he's thinking. In fact, Doctor, it's entirely possible that there's nothing in this boy's head. Isn't that right, Gordon?
All right. Welcome to the Butcher Shop and the Red Pill Hardcore. Everything, me and Ted are here to enlighten your evening. Ted, are you there?
Oh, I'm glad we decided to take this up, you know.
I am really glad. After our little show this afternoon and spending an hour with Tyler, I thought this would just about be the most perfect thing we could do.
actually, I was going to suggest it because you won't remember. We've written so many articles.
Yeah.
That I doubt that you can remember a handful of, you know, maybe. But
yeah.
But back in 2016, right after the election, Rudy Giuliani came out and said, reality isn't reality anymore. Now, do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you did a long talk about it.
Wrote an article about it. And it's because there is a real life psychological psychiatric disorder called depersonalization disorder. The Germans used to call it anomie, and it kicked in for them. They began to recognize anomie right after World War I. And when Hitler, right after Kristallnacht, that's when anomie became a very serious disorder in Germany, and led to the breakdown of social order. So we're going to talk about depersonalization disorder a little bit. I thought it was really great how that led to, you know, when that happened, the first reaction that Facebook had to that was people were posting things like, what? BS isn't BS anymore, you know.
Okay, folks, we got some lines going open, you know, 512-248-8252, and of course the ever-present 800-313-9443. Keep it direct. You don't try to talk what we're talking about. Introduce your own stuff if you want to, but we don't need any orators. Anything like that. Always remember that we are the stars, and you'll do all right. So, back to the task. Let's see here. Yeah. there was so much that came out on the other show we did, and I began to understand that people were creating their own reality. I went over, and I promised Kyler, he got out of the hospital, and I promised him I'd dedicate 15 minutes to him, and I did. And he supports a theory, and it may be going exactly what you're talking about, that there is no reality. It's all an illusion. We live in a matrix, and that everything you believe is real is not real, and everything that you see and smell is not there and all that. Now, I'm going to tell you all up front, I think that's a lot of hooey. I don't think that's a fact. But that having been said, I do believe that your interpretation of reality has a lot to do with it, okay? The table's really there. What you think about the table is up to you. And the same thing comes with, we touched on conspiracy theories in other shows, and those things, let's see, holographic universe theory, I think. You like to make holographic. I'll tell you what, I have an interesting something. I'm going to get off of this right quick and just tell you something interesting. I know I work. And Ted mentioned how much we've written, and it's up around 50,000 articles, okay? We're not kidding. And I've written 5 books. I don't know how many Ted's written, and I've written 3,000 songs. That's a fact, okay? So we're well-versed in communication in the English language. And well-versed.
We got a movie coming out.
Oh, yeah, we got a movie coming out. She come down here wearing black leotards and a black top today, Ted. I think she wants to remake The Exorcist. There she is. Hang on. Hold on. Come here. Don't fall in there. You're jumping on your butter. Come here. Now, big dog.
Hello, Arvian.
All right.
How you doing?
Be polite.
Have a good morning and good night.
All right.
Hey, when are you going to give me my book back?
Hey, when are you going to give that psychiatric book you stole back?
I'll keep it.
Shit, man.
I'll tell you what. That's a dangerous thing in her hands, I'm telling you.
We're jumping around. And that's another thing, folks. You're on one of our shows, you're going to jump around, okay? had a couple of callers, not aspersing them or anything, but well, we were talking about this, now we're talking about that. Well, yeah, it's a radio show, you know. Duh.
Well, and it's got to keep moving. It's like a river. So if you jump in and you got to be standing on a little island until your turn to talk comes up, there's a very good chance you're going to be about a mile and a half downriver of the subject that you wanted to talk about. But go ahead and talk about it anyway. If that happens to you tonight, you call up, and we've passed the point into something else. Go take us back, and we will go right back to that subject if you still have something you want to say about it.
Exactly, exactly. And a lot of things get said like that. Like I discovered tonight from our executive producer, which Ted and I are going to scrape up some gold we panned up in out the Escalante out there, and we're going to start hiring him to be our manager, man. He's good. He's good.
Yeah, I tell you what, that's a fact. Anybody who looks up Mossad Mike or knows about Mossad Mike knows that that he's good. So, you know, you'd have to have panned up some real gold there, buddy.
Yeah. Anyway, the reason I brought up books, the first actual book I ever published was called Sharon. And what it was it was based on a lady I met in church. Her real name was Susan. I won't give her last name. But it was based on her. And it was, basically a Baptist preacher meets the Virgin Mary is what it was. And it was very, very, very deep religiously. You can find it online. Look up Sharon under Pamela Woodward, because the way it was published, my name's in there, but it's not on the cover, so look it like that and you can read it. Susan, showed me some things when she was in church that were amazing, but she told me some things. And when she would have visions, and she said her visions were like holograms. They were like a reality that was outside of her reality, but she knew it was outside of her reality. It wasn't something she wasn't, what's the term? She wasn't schizophrenic or anything like that.
No, she was a magician.
She was an old tarot card reader, too. I mean, I'm going to lie to you, man. And she was, Lord, I'm sorry I'm going to say this. I promise I won't say it more than one show. She wasn't hard to look at either.
Every magician needs a pretty girl. So she just combined the two. She said, well, I'll cut the middleman out. So she would do the magic trick, and she was a pretty girl. So,
She talked to you. I'll tell you one Susan story. Anyway, and like I said, Miss Pat will probably call in on this one since she found out that Ted thought Jesus was black. I'm lying to you. Anyway, she met a couple
of Mormons. Ted doesn't think Jesus is black, okay? Ted does not think that, you know?
Well, I know that, but, you know, I'm you know.
Ted knows that.
After the way you did me with Paul the other night, I kind of owed you that one. That was kind of cool what you did. You come and help me out here and everything. You know, just, yeah, okay. Hey, Paul, I agree with everything you're saying, man.
Hey, listen, Paul needed an off ramp there.
And
you weren't giving him one. You were not. You were putting spike strips down over all the off ramps, so. You know,
she met some Mormon missionaries. Okay, if I got any Mormons out there, I apologize in advance. And there were two of them that came to this garden that she sat around and talked in, and then they talked about, you know, holy stuff for a long time, and mainly got centering on the Eucharist. You know, Marcus, I'm gonna get to you in a minute, man. Hang on. Anyway, talking about the Eucharist, and, you know, in their faith, as in a lot of other faiths, they believe it's taking the Lord's Supper is symbolic or whatever, and the Catholics believe it's actually a thing called transubstantiation, and it's the real blood and body of Jesus. So she listened to the debate a little bit and everything, and finally she said she had to go, but I want you to do something with, you know, it's just a cracker, and it's symbolic of, okay, well, tomorrow. You take sacrament every morning when we have. Oh, yes, every morning we get our sacrament before we go to mission. Okay, we're good. Tomorrow I want you to get an extra one and just save it in your pocket and take it with you all day. And they're like, oh, how sweet. And was, of course we will. And then when you get off tomorrow and you go home to your apartment, I want you to take it out, go to the bathroom, and I want you to pee on it. And, I mean, they look like they've been shot in the head with a 45. What? Well, we can't do that. And she just looked him dead in the face and said, well, why not? If it's only a factor. Anyway, I wrote a whole book about this kid. Marcus, bring Marcus on. Mike, bring him on. We'll start this thing early.
Hello.
Hey, Marcus, welcome. Welcome to the Butcher Shop. The doctor is in. Okay, Ted. Good.
Okay. You know, I'm going to take this on a different turn. What I want to talk about, or want to say, Biden back in a couple weeks ago was talking to the mayor down in Florida after the Hurricane Ian, and he said, you don't F with Biden, or Biden, Biden, or whatever his name is.
I got tea.
And, you know, what I think that was referral to was that the government actually did or didn't, and at least in Biden's mind, had steered the hurricane with their owning the weather in 2020 weapons with the Air Force or HAARP or whatever that you have it. And so, at least in Biden's mind, he had discerned that he made that hurricane happen to them. And so, when he said, "You don't F with Biden," that was his point. Is like, I did this to you guys, you know, Governor DeSantis. You don't send illegals up to Washington. Or whatever, we're gonna pay you back.
Hey, kid, you
do
there?
You think so? Yeah, no, I, yeah.
All right, okay, I don't have any idea about Biden making weather. You take this one. Go ahead.
Well, he makes political weather, but you know, I watch a meteorologist. His name is Ryan Hall, and he explains the weather really, really well. He explains how come it's doing it, what it's doing. And he makes the most accurate forecast of any meteorologist I've ever seen. He uses all three of the forecasting models. And when he said what he said, he wasn't talking about the weather. And I'd like to say that you know, DeSantis gave the people of Lee County, you know, right where the hurricane hit, one day's warning. So they, oh, it's going to hit over there. Y'all need to go ahead and get out of there. Now, if you're not from southern Florida, you can't understand. It just on a regular day, it's locked up tighter than Dick's hat band down there. I'm telling you, you can't hardly drive in South Florida. So if you got all traffic trying to go one way north out of Florida, you're going to be there when the hurricane gets there, if it takes the hurricane 3 days to get there. So he did a terrible job. He didn't do much anything. He did invite Biden down. Biden was very polite to him. And all those insurance companies that are going to be out tens of billions of dollars, and it would go broke if Biden didn't do this, Biden is going to the Congress and twisting arms to get them to come up with the money to pay those tens of billions of dollars so that the homeowners of Florida don't lose everything they've got. Now, he doesn't seem like the devil to me. That's all I'm saying.
Certainly, sir. Can you hold me through the break? Hello?
Oh, that's not a break, is it, Billy?
Yeah, we got a break. Marcus can hang on, I'm sure.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah, sure.
Bill is indisposed. He's muted himself. We'll be right back.
Yes, they're leotards, I guess.
standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
All right, how's it going over there?
Yeah, Marcus.
Welcome back.
Marcus, still with us.
Marcus, hang loose. Marcus, say, Miss Pat, bring on Miss Pat. She's early on. I know she wants to talk to Ted about Jesus, man.
I've got a question for you, gentlemen.
Ma'am.
Do you know what harp is?
Go ahead,
yes,
Ted.
I've heard of harp.
Okay, have you ever seen the PDF that says owning the weather in 2020 by the Air Force?
Yes, I've heard about that.
It's a huge, huge application. Are you gentlemen Biden supporters?
I'm a Biden supporter.
Okay, I cannot understand how have you had your head checked out? Have you had a stroke? Is there something that has happened in your life that has made you lose your faculties to understand what is happening? I mean, because this man has made our gas prices triple, our food prices triple. our everything that we pay for triple our and insurance will surely follow the whole thing. Electricity, name it. And he's put us into a World War III scenario with Russia. South Korea or North Korea is firing nukes off. You name it, what is going on. Back in the day when Trump was in office, we actually had Americans loving our country and showing their patriotism across the country and in so many numerous ways across the whole nation, and we are just celebrating the love of the nation. Now everybody's shut down and they're like, we're just waiting for the next crisis to crumble our infrastructure and everything that we had. I can't understand. How can you be a Biden supporter? I'm dumbfounded on that.
Well, let's see. When gas prices went through the roof, I checked, the petroleum companies were putting enormous record profits in their pockets. The oil
and
companies
the first
made
thing
enormous profits.
They came made into enormous office profits. He shut down the pipeline. He shut down the pipeline, and so there wasn't.
Made the oil companies make more money somehow. I don't get that.
Yes. When there's less supply, then you need to make sure that your profits go up. Exactly. That
you have to do that. You must put a gun to the American people's head and take their grocery money and their little kids' bottle milk money away from them because. Why again? I don't understand why they had to do that. I don't understand why they couldn't.
We never had a shortage of the infant formula when Trump was in office. Never. That never. Biden came in automatically. The infant shortage, and you know where they were storing that and sending that over to the factories that were having illegals come into our country. So they were giving that to those illegals that came into our country and not making sure that the mothers were getting that. And it's still happening now. You don't hear about it, but there's still a shortage. They can't get the dang formula for their babies. And so you're basically every single thing. I mean, if you vote Democrat, you are voting of the globalist system, which in IE equals you are voting for Satanism and for the destruction of everything that happens for America. So I don't understand that. I don't understand why anybody would do that. It boggles my mind. I'm totally confused, and no matter what you say, I think that there's something really messed up in your head.
Well, see, you just said it. No matter what I say, your mind is not going to be changed.
No, I mean I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to listen. But everything that I see, and I'm a rational person, I cannot see how you could actually think that way. And, I was just watching a movie. Pushing liberals. They've got a mindset. They've got a body set. They are so broken inside of themselves, and they think they're so great that they cannot do anything except for what they're focused.
Oh, we got a break coming up, Mr. Tab. We'll come right back, okay? Go ahead.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house, or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
We're all staying in that graveyard, that big circle graveyard, everything. I'd like to put in a little bit here on that last extravagation that was going on about, politics and everything. If you don't believe, the country was set up in a two-party system. It was the Whigs and the Independents, and then it was the Democrat-Republicans who split into the Democrats and the Republicans, and we had those two parties. Anyone that doesn't support the two-party system, i.e., people with different opposing ideas and everything, it's always the will of the people who vote, and you have a majority in Congress of one or the other and everything. But if you don't believe in a two-party system, well, you're just a communist. I mean, there's no other way to put it. You're a communist.
Well, Billy. Yes, I agree with you, but our guest called up, and the first thing he asked was, do I know about art? Now, the answer to that is, I want to talk about that for a minute, because he is going through a process of depersonalization. His reality is crumbling down to, you, sir, are crumbling down to a heap of conspiracy theories, and I don't mind you accusing me of the same thing. That's quite all right. But I want to tell you about Hart, just so you understand. The HARP came from a Facebook post. There was nothing public known about HARP because it's a $3.5 million research project that is being done up in Alaska, where they are studying the ionosphere. Do you know what the ionosphere is? The ionosphere is where the weather happens. It's an area that stretches roughly 50 to 400 miles above the Earth's surface, right at the edge of space.
Sir, the HARP was created before Facebook was created. HARP,
that is absolutely untrue.
HARP was created before Facebook was around.
No, not exactly. You're wrong there.
No. I think you guys need to look at that up, because the HARP was created in the early 90s. HARP was set up in Alcona, Alaska, in the early 90s, before Facebook was ever created.
I'll give you that. But I would like to ask you, what does HARP have to do with, they're going to control the weather, and how is that have anything to do with Joe Biden?
Okay.
Yeah.
If you had heard my first point of the car.
I did. That's why I'm confused. I did hear it. That's why I'm confused.
Down there, and he said, don't F with Biden when he can turn on, as commander in chief, any type of weather weapon or weapon that they have. And
okay, what you're doing there is you're implanting. I don't believe that the president actually claimed he can control the weather and turn it on and off. I think he was referring to political things like, I'm the guy that holds the purse strings, and
when
I'm the guy that controls the FEMA. I think you're throwing some things in there that no president can really definitely say he controls. That's just my opinion.
No.
Your goal.
This is
Let me give you an information.
Listen, Marcus, this was owned by
the Navy first, and then it was owned by the Air Force. They used that for a long time, and then they gave it to the
University of Alaska. Right.
Pure gold.
But that does not mean that they don't still have ownership and priority over the use of that application, of that installation.
Well, now, like, I just want to put in a little science here, just a little, okay? I don't believe that anybody with any methods can do any more to the weather than create a little rain shower here and there. I've never known them. I think this is one of those overblown conspiracy theories, like I'm always talking about, where people get a hold of it and then they boil it up.
If indeed
the weather
was a loser weapon, it would not be used by South America, North America, Europe, Russia, China. There are applications across the world. There is probably 20 HARP installations or more across the world which are being utilized. They would not be utilizing those if that was a loser, because those are billion-dollar installations.
They throw away billion dollars unless you're Biden.
And Biden will throw away billions of dollars to Ukraine just because he hates America, because we're all white supremacists here. Everybody who's white.
I'm a white supremacist.
If you're white, you're a white supremacist, all right? That's just the way it is.
He signed.
Biden's a white supremacist. God,
he's the guy that invented the law that put people who use crack cocaine in jail longer than the people who use powdered cocaine. He came up with that bill, and he was instrumental in getting it passed.
Crack addict.
Right, he was putting black people in jail as fast as he could.
We are happy that the president of the United States has a crack addict son who can sell art for $500,000 more than Picasso. He's just a brilliant crack addict artist. So that is great. That makes my heart feel good. I'm patriotic now that this president, who can't say America and without saying
Marcus, listen, man. Like I said, the president can't control the weather. Okay, he can't do it. He can't do it. That's a bunch of bull crap. Okay. I don't care how many harps they got playing in heaven. They can't do it.
Yes, they
that's
can.
A lie.
They've been doing it since 1945.
No, that's a lie. That's just a lie. But here's the deal.
Now we're back to 1945.
Oh, yeah. Marcus. Yeah, well, yeah. We did change the weather in Hiroshima. I will give you that.
I'm glad Marcus called because he really made my... He's making a point for me. And that is that people start to lose their sense of reality when they get bombarded by this stuff. And especially when it's a guy like Marcus.
Is this that syndrome you're talking about? You're the professors, and you guys have taken the shot. You've taken the shot that is going to kill you, and it's going to kill your children, and you're going to be happy that your children are dead because they took the shot because you were protected. And that's what you're going to do. That's what you're going to do. That you guys are really, you've got some wheels that just, cogs that just never really connect, right? I'm sorry.
Marcus, what would you do to change it? What would you do? You're the president. What would you do to change it?
I would put Donald Trump back in.
Okay. Would you get him out of all his legal troubles before you put him back in? Or would he just have to, like he did the document, just wave his hand and then go away?
That's a huge issue. That stumped him the whole dang time because once he got into office, there was the legal problems that stumped him every step of the way.
Maybe we could get Herschel Walker to get that little fake sheriff's badge that he's got and pardon him and just put him back in there.
Hey, there's your white supremacist right there. There's your white supremacist, Herschel Walker. He's got more white women than I've ever seen in my life.
You're making my point, Marcus.
We're playing with you, Marcus. We're not mad at you, man. Hey, no. I gotta let you go. I gotta let you go, man, because I got Miss Pat waiting in the corner. No, bring on Miss Pat.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Miss Pat. It's so glad to hear your voice.
Well, I appreciate Marcus bringing that up because I found this for the first time. Hurricane Elena churned in the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of the Panhandle in September 2nd, 1985. It was the first major hurricane of the 1985 season, year of the Chernobyl blew up. And its unusual path included a loop, and it went back and forth along the Florida Panhandle as a Category 3 storm, heavily damaging Apalachicola. I didn't know that. And their oyster beds, and they recorded the highest 2/3 of rainfall. And it then it says, which I knew because I lived there, that what wasn't destroyed then was destroyed by Kate, which came the following November at Thanksgiving. I can tell you all about it. I was there. And it
was. Well,
Why do you think Carp would make a hurricane run up and down the coast?
Well, okay, here I go again.
It'll do it itself.
Miss Pat, that is nature. I mean, that's what I was trying to tell Martin. We can create showers. We can salt clouds and create little rain, stuff like that. But you can't control those things up in the ozone. You can't do it.
Well, I don't think so.
Mike, our producer, he believes in it, and he's a highly intelligent man, so I might have to read up on this and say, hey, I'm wrong. But I don't think they can turn hurricanes. I'm just not sure.
Well, what DeSantis could do, what Trump did for Hurricane Andrew in 2018, was he gave everybody a 1% or 2% loan due, first payment not due for a year. And that gave them all a chance to settle all their insurance and everything, because it's just impossible to do it all at one time. And
right.
Then you got stuff across the road. You got people coming there, and they want to take advantage of you and charge you $5,000 to cut a tree up or something. But you got to get out.
Right. Now you're saying the point I'm trying to make to Marcus when he tried to insinuate that President Biden insinuated he could turn hurricanes off and on, when a president has the power to do what you just said. I'll make it easier on people. I'm going to get this 1% here, this 1% there, and it'll ease the burden on them for the recovery process. And I think that's what the president was referring to. Not I can switch a hurricane owner off. That's Kyler Davenport stuff right there. I mean, I'll be honest.
Listen, I'm going to make it as clear as I can make it. The waves that are emitted by HARP only work in the ionosphere, and they don't work. They actually just go out and they wrap themselves around places where the weather is acting strange in the ionosphere to study the weather above the troposphere, which is, you know, where we live, and it's only for studying the upper atmosphere. It will not excite anything in the troposphere or the stratosphere where planes fly and weather occurs.
Yep. Oh, let me say something else right quick. I'd like to put something on the table real fast. We're under time constraints sometimes. We have to make the show flow. And while we invite and love people to talk, and sometimes extensively, like Frank, and we have nobody else calling in right then, stuff like that. But when we have people waiting in the wings, like Miss Pat was, and somebody's going on to a rant, we can't let them rant for 20 minutes while she's standing in the hallway. You know, we have to move on. So that was an insult to Marcus when I went to the next call. It was an effort. We got other calls coming in. Miss Pat is always interesting, and she's always got something to say, so we have to move on. And that's all it's about.
Well, what I did is I wrote it down. When I looked it up, he called, I looked it up, and I wrote it down. And I'm going to put it in my diary for my kids, because they were young, real young, in 1985. And I want them to know that prayer does change things, and God is only strong. Yes.
Well, I won't argue.
That's a good thing to teach your kids.
I tell you, hey, if anybody's going to change the weather, that Miss Pat, that's a good approach right there.
Jesus, he rebuked the people in the boat. They got him up and said, don't you care about us? We're going to perish in a storm. And he rebuked them.
Well, it says well, the guy who can walk on the water. But,
you no, know, I mean, he said whatever he did, we would do.
Mike's in the corner. Hey, yeah. I had an ex-wife that walked on water.
Well, I lived there, and I know I lived the whole thing. I mean, when we first heard about it, we had to get off the beach for sure. Everybody has to get off the beach. But we went up to Georgia to one of our relatives' homes to wait it out, you know. And it went up there where we went. I said, my goodness, we got to go back now. So we went back. And this time I saw that it had also gone all the way down to Tampa. And I said, it won't get in there. There's too many praying people in Tampa. It won't get in there. And so it came back to Panama City, and I said, okay, well, I'm not going anyway this time. I mean, what's the use? I'm going to try to, we were in his school teacher's lounge, and I said, you have a phone and a booth? And they gave me one, and I started calling all the churches and telling them, you know, this hurricane can wipe us out, because it was moving, across the water, 50 miles an hour and 150 miles inside. And the police had their feet up there saying, well, in an hour, we won't be here. I said, man, this is crazy. So I wanted all the people in the churches to pray. And they said, we're busy. We're taking care of people. I said, okay. I said, okay, Lord, I'll tell you what. I want tomorrow to be just like it was today. And that thing just turned totally left-hand and headed toward Mobile, and I said, and I don't want it to go in there either. They've had enough. Hurricanes have washed people out of the third floor in Mobile.
I was there when Carla hit, so I know.
Yeah, and it slowed down, and it went in, didn't do much damage. I mean, but I didn't know Apalachicola was messed up pretty bad. But
That's too bad, too, because because there's a lot of places over in Apalachicola I used to go to. I rode my motorcycle out there.
It came back. See, what happens is if God's judgment, if you pray the judgment of God away, it'll come back. It will come back. And so it came back in November, Thanksgiving, another one named Kate. And this time first time I rebuked the policeman. I said, you don't have any water here? You don't have any electricity, you know, anything? And they didn't. So the second time it came back, I just went over and laid down because I heard God is your safe harbor. And I thought, okay, it's going to be safe. I'm going to lay down. And they got so worried looking that I wasn't upset. And they were running around. They had water. They had everything the second time. And I don't remember about that one, but it didn't hurt us at the beach. I mean, we had to leave our dog home, and he barked so hard he was hoarse. And one of my friends wouldn't leave. Her husband wouldn't leave. She wouldn't, but her husband wouldn't. He was a non-believer. He said, I won't do that again. I got tired of seeing those palm trees kissing the ground.
Well, it's a good thing that the British got those prototypical radar stations set up before the British crossed the channel. Otherwise, somebody on Facebook would have shut them down, you know, for coming up with some kind of weird weather changing pattern, machine. It's insane, Miss Pat. It's insane to think that a system that is designed to study the highest level of our atmosphere so that we can better understand what causes things like changes in the polar vortex and places where the weather gets excited down in the troposphere and the stratosphere where we live, that it's insane to think that President Biden has some kind of button that he can push and he can wipe out half of Florida and go down there just so he can tell DeSantis, which is, he never did say a word to DeSantis about that you don't F with a Biden, didn't have anything to do. He wasn't talking to DeSantis. DeSantis wasn't within 300 miles of him when he said that. He said that to another Democrat or two other Democrats who were down there. You know, and his reward for this is that he gets to come up with hundreds of billions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars, excuse me, to save the people of Florida, and DeSantis is going to come out and claim credit for it. That's his reward for it. So you know, Marcus is just wrong, and this is what's dangerous about conspiracy theory. Is it gets around and people actually believe that stuff. Elvis isn't really dead. I saw him the other day. He was at Walmart. You know.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I know. I was on the dark web, and I saw a picture of Elvis. He's really alive. You know, Q said so. That's what's dangerous about him. But you know, there's nothing you can do about him. They're part of free speech. You know, people are allowed to believe anything they want to. You know,
Mark Anderson, you know, for American Free Press. He says that Kennedy's still alive.
Well,
I have to look at it.
Yeah.
I know
double entendre.
Lord, I'm sorry. I promise I won't say that no more.
Two birds with one
thing
stone.
I believe about the Kennedy assassination, and that is, I believe that. What's his name? The guy who supposedly did it, but probably didn't. They said because it was four or five shots. Well, everybody says that man is a Russian. He speaks halted English, but he speaks perfect Russian. That's probably it. He didn't go to Russia. He came from Russia over here to kill Kennedy and General Walker.
All right, here we go, guys. We got about 10 seconds to music.
All right, hey, we're breaking.
And all the Russians down here in Fort Worth.
We're going to a break, fellas.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, we're back. We'll be back.
This is your emergency broadcast system. All civil unrest has gone global. All capital buildings and cities are under siege by the United States government to quell the domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.